Hello, familia.
Oh, is that my cue?
Yeah, I don't know. I was pointing at you, so I figured you might say something.
I'm trying to get my raspberry lemonade
now. Well, that's cool.
Alright. Let's try it again. So, this time I'll be ready.
Okay. Ready?
Alright.
Well, hello, familia.
Buen dia, glorioso.
I didn't want to hear that.
Oh. That's what they said in the system.
I know, but I wanted you to say something cool.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. You said it was fine.
Your son's sassy.
I'm sassy.
Yeah.
Eller Nance has pulled my sassiness out of me.
Yep. It's a good thing.
It's not really a good thing. Actually, it's probably a bad thing. But it's okay.
That's alright.
We really need to clean up the rest of our pension because we have to send pictures to the Hermana Nunez.
Oh, fetch. Why did we make lunch?
We should have just starved. Sent pictures.
We'll just hide the dishes in the back of the room.
Okay, sounds good.
And then take the picture. But we'll still have to clean our desk.
We're trying to find ways to save money because... Yeah.
We're broke.
We're broke. But it's okay.
We buy a lot of ice cream.
I don't even think it's the ice cream. Like
we haven't bought ice cream in forever.
Yeah, last month was the last time we bought ice cream. And this month I'm already out of money. And personal money.
I know what it is this month.
I brought out like 100 personal money. And my $100 of asignación. And it's already gone.
Dude, that's bad.
That's really bad. Like, what the heck am I doing?
I really think it's the... fetching rent. It's gotta be the rent. Because I use my personal... If I hadn't had personal...
How much personal money do you have left?
Not that much. Probably almost 100... I probably used almost $100 worth.
Do you have like 1600?
Close to that, yeah.
That's... crazy, man.
Because like 800 of it went to rent.
Dude, yeah, like one time at the beginning of my mission, I pulled out 2,000. And then that lasted for like 6 months. And then I pulled out 1,000. And that lasted for 6 months. And then I just pulled out 1,000 again and I don't have it anymore.
It lasted 2 months.
And I haven't even like bought myself anything. Like the only things I bought myself was like a thermos, my mates, or my jersey.
How much was your jersey?
400 pesos.
Dang.
But it was
sweet. I'm
buying
a basketball, dude. That store had a basketball.
I don't know. We gotta go to the Nike store. We should set that up with another champion. That'd be sweet.
I really need some shorts, too.
That'd be so cool. I'd be so down. I'll just bring my personal card and I'll just buy like a billion things.
Alright, let's just spend all our money.
Trevor, I'll have to have my mom put money on my account because I can't get it out of my savings. Because, yeah. Well, whatever. So, this week has been a great week. I don't know. It's been like a decent week, actually.
It's been like really good.
It's been good, but it's like nothing really happened.
Like by the numbers, it looks like a horrible week.
But it was like a good week. Like good things happened. Like we had our interviews with president and stuff.
Well, that's what happened. Is like we spent a whole day not doing anything.
Right. That kind of stunk. But it was good because we were able to be with president and the new assistants, Elder Clark. He was in the same area as me, in Vicious Banya. He's a stud. But yeah, so that was cool. I don't know. It's been a good while.
We've been helping Audrey a lot.
Yeah, like, that's the thing is, like, we just need to, like...
Get the ward involved. Like,
I don't know.
We did a lot of back table stuff. We need to start doing more.
We found Kerman, so that's cool.
That too.
He's a stud.
I forgot about that. That was way cool.
And Santiago. And we also have to talk to his mom, too. Santiago's mom. But we got to explain to Santiago about... He's like, I just don't think that, like, I think these images or something... Imágenes. I don't know what that is in Spanish or in English, but it's like
images.
It's like images, yeah.
I guess.
It's not like pictures, but it's like like handcraft like things, because it's like it could be painting. Pictures, it can be paintings, it could be like statues, that's the word. Like, it can be like any whatever. Apparently they just are like, no, I don't believe in those or whatever, and they're like, yeah, we don't either. Like, that's cool. And then he just like wouldn't get off the topic. I was like, let's talk about the restoration. This is important.
Yeah, he kept interrupting.
If you just let us explain
the message, it would have been a lot better.
But it was okay. But it was good. It was good. He's a stud. He's only like 15, so it's fine. That's the thing, is like we really only have like kids that are like listening to us.
Right now, yeah.
And Jose and Elizabeth. Oh, just pray that they can have desires to get married, because seriously, they're like the awesomest family ever.
Mostly because he wants to learn Portuguese, but...
I want to learn Portuguese, but I also like want to baptize this awesome, cool family.
Mm-hmm. You're
going to
baptize
the family.
Dude, we already...
O livro de Mohon. O livro de Mohon. That just sounds cool.
It does sound cool. I'm not
going to lie. Eu nefe, tendo nascido de bons pais. That just sounds so cool. Portuguese, I can't speak it, but it just sounds cool. But it doesn't actually sound that good. Like, Portuguese music, I don't like it at all. It sounds terrible. It sounds like Spanish music.
Horrible.
Well, but like the thing is like it sounds better than Spanish music, I think. Like, musically, like, I think it is better. But, like, I just, like, it just sounds weird. It sounds like French, kind of. Whatever, not important. What was I gonna say? I was gonna say something. I don't really remember. But yeah, no, things are going really great. There were no investigators in church on Sunday, which kind of stunk. Because like we were gonna have a baptism this Saturday, but the kid that's gonna get baptized didn't show up, so we're probably gonna set. That's probably what we're gonna do. We're gonna set like a bunch of baptisms for the 8th of April. So just pray that like we can start finding people that are gonna be ready to get baptized that day, so that we can just have like a big
Florencia, Mercedes,
big baptism night.
Florencia, Mercedes, Brian. Maybe Toby, if he's ready.
We could get like 6 baptisms that night. But the thing is we just have to work on it, and we have to help them understand like why. We still have like a month, so we're good. But
no, we got like 2 weeks, dude.
No, we have like a month. Well, we have like 2 weeks to get them going and like want to do it.
Oh yeah, because like, no, dude, we have 1 week left.
No, we have like I lied. Because this Saturday is the 18th.
What day is Mother's
then
Day?
So they've got 1, 2, 3 Sundays to go to church.
Well, Toby already has enough, and so does Brian.
Mm-hmm.
It's just Florencia, we gotta get there.
Yeah, Florencia.
What day is the Dia de Madre?
I don't know, when is Mother's Day?
Let's say.
It's like the third Sunday in May, or the second Sunday in May or something.
Si, the 20th de mayo.
No.
Or is it macho?
No.
Did they say mayo or macho?
Macho.
Macho.
De mayo. Mayo is Mexico, but here it's macho.
Well, I don't understand the whole why and sure thing here.
In macho.
Because they change it for everything, like Venetia, but like...
Yeah, but that's because it's
called
Venetian.
But then if it's a brand
Venetian,
like mozzarella, then it doesn't...
Mozzarella. But that's because mozzarella is not a Spanish or an English word. It's like an Italian word or something. And so it comes from that. Like, we should say mozzarella, but we don't. It's mozzarella. Because that's the way that it is. I know it's an aspen because of the way it is. Have you seen that video? Have you seen that video?
I'm pretty sure, isn't it?
It's like the nature walk?
Yeah.
I know it's an aspen because of the way it is.
The way it is.
Wow!
Dude, do I look cool?
But no, it's been a great week. I'm excited. You may want to like throw in like a shirt over that if you're gonna send that to somebody.
No, I was just trying to see how bad it looks.
I'm just kidding. But yeah, I'm excited for next week. Next week's gonna be a good week. We're finally gonna go do the paperwork stuff I have to do to become a legal Argentine citizen. It's only taken like 13 months.
Minor details.
Well, no, like a year, because I still haven't been in Argentina for a year, so. Oh, Ellen Nance, you're the best person ever. But yeah, I'm like 9 months late in getting my registration, because I think you get a visa. I think you get a visa for Argentina for like 3 months when you enter the country.
Yeah, and you just if they ask you at like the check-in place, you just.
I went to the hospital with my passport, and they like ran it through the system, and I didn't go to prison. So, good thing is we're in Argentina. Nobody's gonna be kicking me out.
No one really cares.
As long as I don't like do something stupid, we'll be okay.
Kill someone or something.
Yeah, like something ridiculously stupid.
It probably wouldn't even matter.
Yeah, it really probably wouldn't.
I don't see the cops do anything here.
They drink mate.
They do that.
They do a lot of that.
They're facturas.
But yeah, we're gonna have to go alpha whore hunting when I get home. Because apparently, my parents have found like alpha whores all over the place.
What?
I think they even said that they were in like Walmart.
Alpha whores in Walmart?
I don't know.
Really?
Or maybe not. Maybe.
Dude, there's no way. That's only an Argentine thing.
Yeah. They're probably, like, really fake.
Yeah, there's no way you can get a genuine
Argentine quality alpha whore at a Walmart price.
Dude, those.
I need my neck cut. Like, the hair on my neck.
I asked you if I should, and you said no.
It's okay, I'll do it tomorrow. Or tonight.
Have Elder Luna do it. He's really good with a razor.
I'm sure he's about as good as a razor as he is at making swords. Which is probably pretty good.
Actually, he's never made a sword.
He's never made a sword?
No.
And he's gonna make my family sword.
Oh my goodness. You're not getting a family sword.
There's an elder that came with Elder Nance, and he like wants to like be like a blacksmith pretty much, but like just as like a hobby, because he actually wants to like teach at like Harvard or something cool like that. So I told him that after the mission, when I'm like old and like I have money.
You know who he reminds me of? Have you ever seen Monster House?
Yeah, like the little friend.
He reminds me of the fat guy at the pizza place.
Probably. He's a good guy. I love Elder Luna. But yeah, so he's gonna make me a sword, like a sweet like long sword, like a family heirloom. How cool is that? That's freaking sweet, Elder Nance. I don't care who you are, a giant long sword.
I don't care.
A giant long sword is cool no matter who you are. Okay, well, all right, maybe that is kind of a waste
of
money.
Out of all the things to get for an heirloom, you could get a watch for an heirloom, dude.
Yeah, but a sword, like, hanging above your fireplace?
Dude, you know how many people are going to steal that?
No one?
Okay, not a whole lot, but the point is, I feel like this is the stupidest design of a pension ever. All three windows pointing in?
Yeah, everybody sees into our pension, and it's ridiculous. I don't like it.
Like, what they should have done is do all the kitchens against this wall.
Right.
So, like, kitchen.
Definitely
kitchen,
not the kitchen. Bathroom and the kitchen.
That's, and then they could have had a bathroom.
That's literally the worst planning
they
ever.
They could have had a bathroom pointing that way, and that way. Does that make sense? So, like.
Like bathroom here, bathroom here.
Like, yeah, this so the bathroom's for.
Because then the two bathrooms would be pointing at each other.
No, the bathroom window would be that way. So instead of putting the bathroom window there, put it on the other corner. And put this one on the outside corner.
Right.
So it looks out that way.
Either way, it's just not right that the bathroom and the kitchen are on the same side, and you can, like, that's just bad. That's just terrible planning. The kitchen where everybody is and the bathroom where people are, like, going to the bathroom are the two windows that face each other. Oh, fetch. Luckily, they're small windows.
Small windows.
Oh, boy.
Well, they're so short, they probably can't even see out the window anyway.
Right, fair point.
It's just a problem for Elder Nance, because he actually sees out the window when he's in the shower.
That's right, don't worry about it. So, on that note... No, it's been a great... It's been a really great week. Like, even though our area is really small, like, there's just a lot of really awesome people that are just... willing to listen to the gospel.
You know sorry.
Like, the thing is like, we found, like, a bunch of people. And so now the thing is we just have to sort through those people and figure out, like, which people are going to be progressing, which ones are going to, like, don't want really anything. So that's kind of the struggle we're with right now. But it's good. There's always, like, something that you have to be doing with missionary work. Like, there's always... one point, if you don't have any investigators, then you should be knocking doors all day long. And if you have like a billion investigators, you should be teaching all day long. So we're kind of in like that teaching.
We're like in the middle.
Like, we're still looking, but we're not.
Which is what President really wants.
Right. Said. That's so. Exactly. So we're doing good, Elder Nance.
You know what I think? I think Peruvians are like the Chinese. Of the Spanish people.
Well, yeah, it's because all the Chinese people went to Peru to work in the, like, I think they said it was, like, to work in the mines or something. But that's why, like, one of their foods is called arroz chaufa, and it's just, like, pretty much fried rice. But it's, like, it's a Peruvian dish. And the reason is because there's a lot of Chinese influence that went to Peru. That's why they kind of look Asian. Pretty cool, huh? So, on that note, you know, it's been a good time. Well, let's see. Let's read a part of the Libro de Mormon. What do you think, Elinette? Should I just open up should I just open up to a random page?
Let me pick a page.
All right. Just find a random page, and I'll read a scripture.
Tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Right there.
I'm on 54. Ooh. This is a tough one. I think I may need you to repick. Wait.
Just flip the page until you find one. That's good.
Y aquí estaban borrachos y dando citas. Y aquí ese no era deseo de bueno y pues no se deleitaba en el elemento de sangre. Ante bien, se deleitaba en salvar a su pueblo de destrucción. Yeah, this is just like war stuff. It's good, there's good war stuff, but here, pick a different one.
There's good war stuff on the note of family heirloom swords and...
Okay, fair point. But... what is it?
That's what I turned to.
I'm a five. Ooh, this is good.
Good section, though. I feel like I'll never be, like, a scripture scholar. There's just too much to learn.
But like, I'm not even anywhere close.
Dude, this is the guy who Bible bashed the other week like a boss.
I didn't Bible bash.
Dude, you Bible bashed, and it was awesome. I was so proud of you. Even Gisharmo just looking at each other, and I was just like, you go, guys. You do what you do, and I'll bear my testimony after. It'll be really good.
Whatever.
It worked, good. Though.
That and your testimony cool killed him.
No, the whole Bible bash killed him. I just, like, it's like, you guys like killed him, and then like I was a little kid with like a little stick, and I was poking the dead body or something. I don't know how to explain it. You should really have used a marked, your marked ones, because then it would be so hard to find something. You just go to your mark and be like, oh, hey, I remember that.
Oh, this is a good one here.
How long is that thing?
Y la oscuridad, no obstante, la luz.
Huh?
Wait, I'm reading this. This is really good. I'm a five. Si. He's like talking to the members. Alright, here. Listen to this. Ready? So this is when he's talking to the people. Because the people are starting to like forget God and like begin to be like unrighteous and stuff. And so he's talking about like the people of the church and how like they're starting to forget. And so here, I'm going to start in yikes. Okay. All right. So this is I'm a five. Oh god. I need to sneeze again, but it's not happening.
Look at the light. The light on the ceiling. That's on for no reason and raising our light bill again.
Badge, we're wasting tithing, elder. Okay, here we go. I'm a 5-6. This is super cool. I'm gonna keep reading on to the next capture verses, but whatever. It says, y ahora y aquí os digo, hermanos míos, vosotros los que pertenecéis a esta iglesia, habéis retenido suficientemente en la memoria el cautiverio de vuestros padres, sí, y habéis retenido suficientemente en la memoria la misericordia y la longanimidad de Dios para con ellos, y además habéis retenido suficientemente en la memoria que Él ha rescatado sus almas del infierno. He aquí, Él cambió sus corazones. Sí, los despertó de un profundo sueño y despertaron en cuanto a Dios. He aquí, se hallaban en medio de la oscuridad. No obstante, la luz de la sempiterna palabra iluminó sus almas. Sí, los tenían ceñidos las ligaduras de la muerte y las cadenas del infierno, y los esperaba una eterna destrucción. Os pregunto ahora, hermanos míos, ¿fueron destruidos? He aquí os digo que no, no lo fueron. Y os pregunto también, ¿fueron quebrantadas las ligaduras de la muerte y desatadas las cadenas del infierno que los tenía atados? Os digo que sí, fueron desatadas, y sus almas se ensancharon y cantaron el amor que redime, y os digo que son salvos. Y os pregunto ahora, ¿según qué condiciones son salvos? Sí, ¿en qué se fundaban para esperar la salvación? ¿Por qué motivo fueron librados de las ligaduras de la muerte? Y de las cadenas del infierno también. Y aquí, os lo puedo decir. ¿No creyó mi palabra, mi padre ama en las palabras que declararon? Por boca de Abinadí, y no fue él un santo profeta, no habló las palabras de Dios y las creyó en mi padre alma, y según su fe se realizó un gran cambio en su corazón. Y aquí os digo que todo eso es verdad. Y aquí él predicó la palabra a vuestros padres, en sus corazones también se efectuó un gran cambio, y se humillaron y pusieron su confianza en el Dios verdadero y viviente, y he aquí, fueron fieles hasta el fin, por tanto fueron salvos. Y ahora os pregunto, hermanos míos de la iglesia, ¿habéis nacido espiritualmente de Dios? ¿Habéis recibido su imagen en vuestros rostros? ¿Habéis experimentado ese gran cambio en vuestros corazones? ¿Ejercéis la fe de la redención de aquel que os creó. Miráis hacia adelante con el ojo de la fe y veis este cuerpo mortal levantado en inmortalidad y esa corrupción levantada en incorrupción para presentaros ante Dios y ser juzgados de acuerdo con las obras que han hecho en el cuerpo mortal. Os digo, podéis imaginaros oír la voz del Señor en aquel día diciéndoos: venid a mí, benditos, porque aquí vuestras obras han sido obras de rectitud sobre la faz de la tierra. ¿Os suponéis que podréis mentir al Señor en aquel día y decir: Señor, nuestras obras han sido justas sobre la faz de la tierra, y que entonces Él os salvará? De lo contrario, podréis imaginaros levantados en ante el tribunal de Dios con vuestras almas llenas de culpa y remordimiento, teniendo un recuerdo de toda vuestra culpa. Sí, un recuerdo perfecto de todas vuestras iniquidades. Sí, un recuerdo de haber desafiado los mandamientos de Dios. Os digo, podréis mirar a Dios en aquel día con un corazón puro y manos limpias. Podréis alzar la vista teniendo la imagen de Dios grabada en vuestros semblantes. Os digo, podréis pensar en ser salvo cuando os habéis sometido para quedar sujetos al diablo. Os digo, en aquel día sabréis que no podéis ser salvos, porque nadie puede ser salvo a menos que sus vestidos hayan sido lavados hasta quedar blancos. Si sus vestidos deben ser purificados hasta quedar limpios de toda mancha, mediante la sangre de aquel de quien vuestros padres han hablado, el cual habrá de venir para redimir a su pueblo de sus pecados. All right, well, I'm going to stop there because it just keeps going. It's so good. So, yeah, pretty much Alma has just dropped the cane hardcore on everybody. And it's awesome. So, that I just read from verses 6 all the way to verse 21. And man, I really like this. Because, like, I've just been reading in Alma, and I actually read Alma 5 the other day, and, like, this is, like, the coolest thing he says. Just, like, can you imagine yourself standing in front of the glory of God and be able to say that, like, everything you've done was good, even though you know that you have, like, the feelings of guilt and remorse in your heart? And he's like, yeah, that's not gonna happen. Because he's like, in that day, nobody can be saved unless they have cleaned their garments, like, or their vestidos. I think that means garments, like, their garments have been whitened through Christ or something, through the blood of Christ. It's pretty much just saying, like, we can't go before God in the last day and be like, oh yeah, I'm a good person. I should go to heaven, even though, like, we have guilt for things that we've done that we haven't repented. And so it's like, I don't know. It's like a super powerful, awesome scripture. Just like, repent, people, because if you don't, you're gonna be found in the last day, and you're gonna be before God, and you're not gonna be able to, like, say that what you did was good. I don't know. It was super cool. Just because, like, in this scripture, he's just, like, calling repentance unto all of the Nephites and stuff. And yeah, it's just something, like, good to think about, because I think us sometimes, like, even, like, little things. Like, you're not going to be able to go before God and tell him that you're perfect if, like, even the little things are bad. So it's, like, we have to be really careful and make sure that, really, that God, like... like, if we're really good with God. Like, if we really are clean before Him. And so, yeah, it was just a good scripture. I really like that. So, my invitation for you all is find something that you can work on this week. Find something that you guys need to do better this week. And do it. And work hard on it this week. And see if you can get that little step closer to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But I love you guys a ton. I hope you have a great week. And yeah, I'll talk to you more next week. Love you guys. Bye.